This morning is going to be a survey of the prayer life of Daniel. So we open up to chapter 1. So this morning I will open God's Word to the book. Most of us may be very familiar with Daniel and the lion's den or the fiery furnace. But are you aware of the tremendous prayer life that Daniel had for his entire life? Daniel's whole life was built on continuous communications with God through prayer, study of the Old Testament. Because of the direct relationship that Daniel had with God, he received God's protection, God's direction for his life, and many answers to prayer and visions. There were several deportations of the Jews to Babylon at the fall of Jerusalem. It appears that Daniel and his three friends were taken in about 605 B.C. when they were probably 15 years of age. The temple was destroyed in 586. Daniel and his three friends were part of a faithful Jewish remnant in Babylon, placed there by the Lord to accomplish his purposes. Now, these young men were superior in every way. They were the brightest, best prepared by God for a special ministry, far from home. Daniel and his friends were healthy, intelligent, and talented. And Daniel 1:6 says they were from the tribe of Judah and were of loyal birth. Well, this morning, I'm going to look at five different times that Daniel saw prayer for God's will, for wisdom and answers. We will briefly look at examples of prayer and results of life committed to communications of God in the nation of Israel. So here in chapter 1, I'm going to read you 5 through 7. Chapter 1, 5 through 7. And the king appointed for them a daily ration from the king's choice food, from the wine which he drank, and appointed that they should be educated 3 years at the end of which they were to enter the king's personal service. Now among them, from the sons of Judah, were Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. Then the commander of the officials assigned new names for them to Daniel, and he assigned the name Belteshazzar, to Hananiah Shadrach, to Mishael Meshach, and to Azariah Abednego. But Daniel, here in verse 8, but Daniel made up his mind he would not defile himself with the king's food or with the wine which he drank. So Daniel sought permission from the commander of the officials that he might not defile himself. Now, I have an insert I'm going to go to look at the lighter side of this and yet look at the serious side. Now, how is it that a 50-year-old would choose vegetables over meat and potatoes? Most of the 50-year-olds I have seen, known, including myself, push the vegetables to the side of the plate and eat the meat, the pizza, potato chips. But here Daniel chose vegetables. Why? Here is the difference. His training in the Mosaic law about meat from animals needed to be slain according to the law of the Mosaic law, and he was told not to eat meat offered to pagan gods. Daniel may have already considered the risk of disobeying the king's orders. Would Daniel have listened to the God for direction? It does not say prayer in this part, but to me, this would be something Daniel would seek out, would he not? So Daniel, at the age of 15, had already established a life dependent on God's direction. In Proverbs chapter 4, 23 through 27, I'll read a portion to you. He says, "Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life. Put away from you deceitful mouth, and put devious lips from you. Let your eyes look directly ahead. Let your gaze be fixed straight in front of you. Watch the path of your feet, and all your ways will be established. Do not turn to the right nor to the left. Turn your foot from evil." This is what Daniel had been reading. He had searched the scriptures. He knew the Old Testament. Most of it was already available to him. So he was familiar with it. Now, the first step Daniel had to choose between God's word and king's food, he chose the word of God. The second step was to be gracious toward those in authority. Proverbs 16:7, "When a man's ways are pleasing to the Lord, he makes even his enemies at peace with him." So throughout scriptures, you will find that courageous people had to defy authority in order to obey God. And in most cases, or in all cases, they took the wise and gentle approach. Romans 12:18 says, "To be at peace with all men." So Daniel and his three friends were tested for 10 days, and their appearance seemed to be better than all of the youths who had been eating the king's choice food. At the end of the test, commander presented Daniel to King Nebuchadnezzar, who talked with them and placed them in the king's service. The Lord used this private test to prepare Daniel and his three friends for a public test that they would face years to come. Now we go to chapter 2. Here's our second appearance of a prayer time in chapter 2. Two years later, King Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. All his wise men could not decipher his dream. So Daniel went to the king and requested time to seek God in prayer to interpret the dream. In Daniel chapter 2, I'll read, let me see here, 19 through 23. "Then the mystery was revealed to Daniel in the night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel answered and said, 'Let the name of God be blessed forever and ever, for wisdom and power belong to him. And it is he who changes the times and epochs. He removes the kings and establishes the kings. He gives wisdom to wise men and knowledge to men of understanding. It is he who reveals the profound and hidden things. He knows what is in the darkness, and the light dwells with him. To thee, O God of my father, I give thanks and praise, for thou hast given me wisdom and power. Even thou hast made known to me what we requested of thee, for thou hast made known to us the king's matter.'" Here again, we see Daniel and his friends seeking group prayer to have the mystery revealed to Daniel. Did you see Daniel begins with praising God, then recognizing his total authority and power? Verse 22 receives the answer to his prayer, then gives thanks to God for the answer to that dream. What kind of prayer life does Daniel really have to receive God's answer while still praying? How many times we've had to wait on God, sometimes days, weeks, you know? And here Daniel gets the prayer right directly while he's on his knees. Then Daniel went to King Nebuchadnezzar and told him why all his wise men could not answer the king. However, verse 28, "There is a God in heaven who reveals mysteries." The dream was about the future of the three kingdoms to come after King Nebuchadnezzar. Now, between chapter 2 and 3 are about 3 to 5 years. Is Daniel still praying? Is Daniel still worshiping his God? Yes, and this angered the King Nebuchadnezzar. Daniel's friends were tied up and were cast into the very hot furnace. Then the king said, I saw four in the furnace, and they were walking around. Who was the fourth in the furnace? None other than the pre-incarnate Jesus himself. What kind of prayer life and faith does it take to be in a fire and not even have the smell of smoke on your clothes? Verses 17 and 18 of chapter 2 is their statement of faith. They were willing to follow God regardless of the outcome. Chapter 4, King Nebuchadnezzar had another dream. And the king tells it to Daniel. Verse 19 tells Daniel, Daniel was appalled at what his thoughts were concerning the dream. But King said, do not be alarmed. Tell me the interpretation. So Daniel said that to the king was imagining himself to be an animal. Apparently the king was very sick for a time, but the king's king recovered, and the king worshipped the God of Daniel before he died. This is amazing to me. Sometimes we don't know until down the road a ways, when people have seen his prayer and seen the answers, and then someday they will recover and understand what we said was God's word and it was true. The king became very much aware of the God of Daniel. Chapter 5 tells us another interpretation. You're turning pages like me or moving right along, yes. There's another interpretation that Daniel gave to the last Babylonian king before the Medes and Persians armies came and destroyed the Babylonian army. Now, Belshazzar, the Babylonian king, saw the handwriting on the wall. And you've seen it in scripture here. Basically, it says, Meeny, meeny, tekel, upharsin. Daniel read this. He knew what it said because it was written in Chaldean. Daniel had been trained in Chaldean language. So Daniel told Belshazzar, your kingdom has been divided and given over to the Medes and Persians. Now we're going to travel to chapter 6 for our third look at prayer. Daniel has been being promoted to being number one under the king. But the other pagan leaders resented it. Just like Joseph, Daniel was promoted and then conspired against by jealous pagans. The other government officials deceived the king to create a law to prevent Daniel from praying for his God. In verse 10 and 11, we'll see that Daniel prayed three times a day, probably evening, morning, and noon. Psalm 55:17 quotes it that way. When Daniel prayed toward the holy city and the temple, he was claiming the prayer promise that Solomon stated when he dedicated the temple. It's the same prayer that Jonah claimed the same promise when he was in the belly of the great fish. Jonah chapter 2:4. Daniel's prayer was in direct disobedience to the government new law. But just as Peter said in the book of Acts 5:29, we must obey God rather than men. A quote from D.L. Moody from many years ago, real true faith is man's weakness leaning on God's strength. Now, before Daniel was lowered into the pit, the king offered a prayer that Daniel's God would deliver him. Daniel 6:16, the king, after a sleepless night in the morning, called out to Daniel, is your God able to deliver you? God chose to send an angel to protect Daniel, and not only to control the hungry lions, but also to keep Daniel company. The Lord delivered Daniel because of his great faith. Now, because of Daniel's continuing prayer life, chapter 7 and 8 provide more visions that Daniel received. These visions are about the four kingdoms. the Babylonian kingdom, Medes and Persians, the Greek Empire and the Roman Empire, and yet another empire yet to come. It's the, what is called sometimes the revived Roman Empire. What Daniel saw of the last week of his 70 weeks is the 7 years of the tribulation in the future. Now, Daniel didn't understand all of this. You'll see if you ever get, you know, if you read chapters 10, 11, and 12, you'll see more about this. In chapter 8, 26, the vision of the evenings and mornings, which have been told is true. But Daniel's told by God to keep this vision a secret, for it pertains to many days in the future. In verse 27, then I, Daniel, was exhausted for sick and sick for days. Chapter 9, we look at the fourth vision. The longest recorded prayer of Daniel in verses 3 through 5. So I gave my attention to the Lord God to seek him by prayer and supplication with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes. And I prayed to the Lord my God, confessed and said, alas, O Lord, the great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant and loving kindness for those who love him and keeps his commandments. We have sinned, committed iniquity, acted wickedly, and rebelled, even turning aside from thy commandments and ordinances. I'm going to jump down to verse 14. Therefore, the Lord has kept the calamity in store and brought it on us, and the Lord our God is righteous with respect all his deeds, which he has done, but we have not obeyed his voice. And now, O Lord our God, who has brought thy people out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand and hast made a name for thyself? And it is this day we have sinned, we have been wicked. O Lord, in accordance with all thy righteous acts, let now thy anger, thy wrath turn away from thy city Jerusalem, thy holy mountain. For because of our sins and iniquities of fathers, Jerusalem, thy people have become a reproach to all those around us. So now, our God, listen to the prayer of thy servant and to his supplication for thy sake, O Lord. Let thy face shine on thy desolate sanctuary. O my God, incline thy ear and hear. Open thine eyes and see the desolations and the city which is called by thy name. For we are not presenting our supplications before thee on account of any merits of our own, but on account of the great compassion. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, listen and take action. For thine own sake, O my God, do not delay because of thy city, thy are called by thy name. The reason for the prayer in verse 2, Daniel read that Jeremiah had stated that the time of the completion of desolation of Jerusalem was 70 years, and that time was coming to an end. In verse 1, the first year of Darius, which is 538 B.C., is the 7 years that will be over. The first captives of Israel went to Babylon in 605. Daniel recognized that the time to return to Jerusalem was very close. So in verse 3, Daniel knew he must talk to God. So he prepared himself to pray. He knew his prayer would affect the future of the nation of Israel. So he humbled himself, sackcloth and ashes. He fasted. He directed his heart and mind to the Lord. Verse 4 began his prayer focusing on the character of God that describes the great and awesome God who is faithful to keep his promise. This God of Israel who loves his people gives them his word to obey so he can bless them. Daniel then turns to confession of his sin and the sin of the nation of Israel. Daniel knew that God had promised to forgive if his people would repent and confess their sin. Then Daniel requested mercy on Israel and restored the nation so God might be glorified. So God answered Daniel's prayer. The next year, Cyrus issued a decree that permitted the Jews to return to their land, take the temple treasures with them, rebuild the temple, and restore their worship. Now, Daniel now knew of God's immediate plans for Israel as well as the future. Some of the prophecy in chapter 9, 24 through 27 has already been fulfilled, and the rest will be fulfilled at the end times. So chapter 10, look at the last recorded prayer. Verse 1, it is the third year of Cyrus, the king of Persia. A message was revealed to Daniel, who was named Belteshazzar, and the message was true and one of great conflict. But he understood the message and had an understanding of the vision. Daniel, now about the age of 85 years of age, receives the vision from God. He knows the vision is true, and he understands it, but it causes great conflict for him. Verses 2 and 3 indicate that Daniel had been fasting and praying for 3 weeks. During this time, Daniel only consumed the simplest or bare necessities of food, perhaps bread and water. So why was Daniel praying and fasting? Possibly for two reasons. First, he was concerned for the approximately 50,000 Jews who had left a year earlier and were struggling to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem. Daniel received word that the remnant that returned to Jerusalem had met opposition and the construction had stopped. A second reason for fasting and prayer was Daniel wanted to understand more about the visions and the prophecies he received. There is much more to these visions in chapters 10, 11, and 12, but we will conclude here. That's time for another message to some other day or for now. So what a remarkable ministry Daniel had in Babylon. He was counselor to four kings, intercessor for the people of Israel, a faithful witness to the true and loving God, and the author of one of the basic books of prophecy in the Old Testament. Each of these examples of prayer was different, and yet the prayers served the purpose of communing with God. There are more indications of prayer involving Daniel in this book. Because of the life of prayer with God, Daniel was given the opportunity to receive very significant visions from God concerning the future nation of Israel. God's response to answers to prayer was a direct result of life of intercessory prayer for a living God. Just to provide significance to Daniel receiving his last vision, Daniel 10:4 through 9, the Lord Jesus Christ himself, who came in a theophany to authenticate the importance of the vision Daniel received in verse 1. Then to add to its importance and to assist Daniel in comprehension, the angel Gabriel came from a battle in heaven. You'll see that in verse 14. To provide understanding to Daniel, the archangel Michael replaced Gabriel in the battle in heaven so Gabriel could come to Daniel. Well, because of life and prayer, life to get it dedicated to the Lord God of Israel, Daniel was given a special place in the chronicle of the years of God's timetable. God answered Daniel's prayer in chapter 9, and next year Cyrus issued a decree that permitted the Jews to return to the land. In chapter 10, after 21 days of prayer, Daniel was honored by a special visit of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Apostle John, while at Patmos, received a visit as well from Jesus. Both prayer warriors of God received visions of future events that involve the people of God. The book of Daniel and Revelation are books that God gave us to look into his history. Both Daniel and Apostle John received part of the same vision. Whenever you get, if you get to study the book of Revelation, please start in the book of Daniel first, because Daniel feeds into the book of Revelation, the 70 weeks and the tribulation and all the things that will follow. Now, here's a note. If you're like me, a pencil writer in your Bible, you might want to jot this one down. Man writes books after it happens. God writes history books before it happens. Daniel is a great example of a true prayer warrior. He was in prayer, communications with God daily. He studied God's word to know how to pray and to receive answers. He used a very similar pattern as God provided in Matthew chapter 6 by leading his prayer with adoration of God, then confession of his sin, and in his case also confession of sin to the nation of Israel. Then Daniel praised God and then brought requests for mercies and supplications. We as believers in Jesus Christ too can use the acts, the ACTS, of prayer, adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and supplications as we commute with our Heavenly Father. One final thought. One day we will arrive in heaven, and then we will understand that what happened to God's people on earth depended on the prayers of the caring people like Daniel. Jeremiah wept over the city of Jerusalem and its people. Jesus wept over the city. God placed a burden on Daniel's heart, and he fasted and prayed for the nation of Israel. We too can be prayer warriors. Let us be a Daniel.